Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge, in order that you may not be judged, for you will be judged with the judgment with which you judge. And by whatever measure you measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not take notice of the joist in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all along there is a joist in your eye? You hypocrite, first take the joist out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give anything sacred to dogs, and do not cast your pearls before swine, in case they trample them with their feet, and turn and tear at you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and he who seeks will find, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? And if he asks for fish, surely he will not give him a serpent? So if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in the heavens give good things to those who ask him? Whatever you would like men to do to you, do the same to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way which leads to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. How narrow the gate is, and confined the way is, which leads to life, and how few they are who find it. But beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inside are rapacious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Does one really gather a bunch of grapes from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? In this way, every good tree produces fine fruit, but a rotten tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree produce fine fruit. Every tree which does not produce fine fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Therefore, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will go into the kingdom of the heavens, but rather he who does the will of my Father in the heavens. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and perform many deeds of power in your name?" And then I will confess to them, "I never knew you. Go away from me, you workers of lawlessness." So everyone who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a prudent man who built his house on rock. And the rain came down, and the torrents arrived, and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall, for it had been founded on rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain came down, and the torrents arrived, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell down, and its fall was great. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these words, that the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.